All right, hey! Yo, this is crazy. I'm burnt out. Listen, man.
What is that?
Huh?
What you eating?
A Rice Krispie treat. I know I'm overexposed.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I love the fact that everyone is like finding out you have old man eating habits. That gas station food drive, niggas is flaming you for the pretzels. Personally, I don't mind pretzels, but that is an old man thing to eat.
Wait, but what does that have to do with the Rice Krispie treat, though?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Just want to be on dick.
I'm about to say show. Boing, boing. Listen, man. We seen the bets. I'm not going to lie. At this point, we're purposefully navigating on what you guys put down. I didn't see no 746s. All of y'all are losers. Period. Point blank. End of story. Y'all suck at doing this. Yes, better.
Pussy.
Oh, I'm making myself darker. Welcome back, playback. No. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. The only podcast where we live life like there's no tomorrow.
Cheese. His name is Cheese.
They say they don't
Cheese.
Fuck with me, but I say they can't fuck with me. Didn't like the girl I'm dead, but where she pop
Come on, bro. Dama,
hey,
I found out we could play music on here. It changed the game. Oh my gosh. Listen, man.
Dama's still waiting for a stream deck.
what you want me to play?
No, I don't want to play shit. I want to play something. Don't matter what I want to play. I ain't got nothing. That's crazy.
I'm still seeing shadows in my room.
Can't take back that. Come on, bro. Oh, my bad. We're going to get claimed. God.
You see how they do it? You see how they do the rim one shot? It's crazy.
Do you know another Juice WRLD song be sold?
Off the top, I ain't going to lie. I'm not good with song names. So.
Just like hum one.
That's the only, I do anything in my power to see you just smile. Is that not, that's Juice WRLD, right?
I think that was a feature. It might have been a song. I think that might be a song.
I think it's the one with Kid Laroi. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know either. I don't necessarily know. listen, I got my guys here with me. Sage. Oh, damn. This is crazy. I didn't want to start with Sage. Well, actually, we'll start with Sage. Sage, how you doing today? Oh, dang. Wrong things. This is crazy. Listen, chat. Y'all say I'm not the tribal chief, but I be chief in the tribe.
No. Hey, yo.
Hey, respect me. Acknowledge me. Acknowledge me.
I got you. Yo, Sage, how you doing, man?
Are you eating a taquito, bro?
What is that?
It's a fucking quesadilla, bro. What the fuck else would it be?
Tony, everything about you is just... damn it.
Bro is just sloppy. This is insane.
I hate that shit. Golly.
Oh my god.
Dama, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. I'll be doing great if I had a stream deck so I can just play music and have fun like my co-host.
What do you want to hear?
That's all right. I don't want to hear nothing.
He got ox, bro. Nothing?
I'm still seeing shadows in my room.
I feel like JaVale McGee on the 2019 Warriors. This is crazy.
You say you feel like...
I didn't think he was there.
I'm about to say, who do you feel like?
JaVale McGee on the Warriors.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Hey, B-Souls, how you doing today, man?
Doing well, doing splendid, man. You see the haircut?
That's good. I see it. Who be cutting your hair? You go to Supercuts or Deadass?
No. It's a local people. They're
you said
they're Latinos. No. The guy he recommended me was ass. No cap. So I went with the Latinos, bro. The Latinos got me straight.
What makes an ass haircut?
Bro, they cut my shit like I asked for a fade. It barely faded. Like it shit was insane, bro.
Dama, what makes an ass haircut?
A bad barber. I ain't gonna lie. My barber nicked me, and I ain't gonna hold you. I know if it was me or him. It was looking wispy when I came down. I thought I was balding for real, but it's growing back in, so it's the barber. So the fact that I thought I was balding lets me know I'm never going back to this nigga.
Hey, man. I ain't gonna lie. That's some dangerous shit. That's why that's hard.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to mean. Yeah. Johnny got down. All right, what's going on? What are we talking about? Barbers?
What is wrong?
I was going crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
The question is,
we forgot that we can play music through
that shit. Go stupid. What? Come on, man.
What's it called? What makes a bad barber, Sage?
Bad barber corners, fade corners and back fade. Because corners, motherfuckers don't like calling out corners. So you getting over on the nigga and back fade, they can't even see that. Niggas don't even check that shit. So if you fucking up the back of the head, you a bitch. So yeah, corners and back fade.
That's facts.
I thought Sage would say lack of eye contact, because y'all know.
Heard y'all. I just heard Usher too. So y'all talking about, oh, my barber. Da, da, da. Yeah, look at him. Just watch him. Watch him tighten up. You look at him. He won't fuck your shit up. Look at him.
Chat, can I just get a one if you personally like? Chat, just let me know. Where do y'all look when a barber's cutting your hair? Because me, I'm just like looking at a necklace. Is he wearing a chain? No, just look down. No.
Do y'all be on your phones during a haircut? Or
fuck no. No.
Okay.
It's disrespectful.
Look at B-Sauce.
I'm the same. This is insane. No, I've seen people do that though, like regularly. I'm like,
they're crazy. I'd be like that. I'd be locking in, like I'd be trying to feel where the blade is going.
If I'm not staring all business out, I'd be trying to sit like attention. Like I'm trying to make sure, like I'm a fucking man. This is all you, bro.
Put my head. Never mind. I ain't gonna say that. Right. But I'm trying to look for the TV. I'm looking for the TV at all times. Just keep a cool little convo going. I don't know. I want it to be a nice experience. Mm-hmm. I'm not a maniac. I'm not gonna sit there and stare at you the whole time like Sage does. But wait, Omar, didn't you say you go to sleep? Like, do you go to sleep?
I was just going to say,
hey, sleep.
I'm like, Omar,
I be tired not to go to sleep. I be trying not to go to sleep.
Hey, there's been a couple, Omar. I'm like, oh, fuck, I am so close to sleep.
Y'all are crazy. Y'all are chilling.
You can hear me like almost snoring, bro. This shit is insane.
One time, and I don't want to make this sad for real, but rest in peace to my old barber. Before, I swear to you, I was in there, my head was this, and I kid you not, he let me fall asleep. I woke up to him like putting the chair up, and my hair was freshly cut. And I was like, damn, this nigga is a demon. How he do that? This shit is crazy. I'll be asleep, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
You gotta fight that, bro. I can't. Nah, and then he like, that was you, bro.
Oh, but he knew like he could feel the weight. And so then he would lift the clipper and then like let me catch myself. And then
at least he on time.
Yeah, nah, that shit almost happened to me one time, nigga. I dead ass went to sleep, nigga. Hit one of them. That nigga was like, hey, young blood, hey.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
Ever since then, I heated them words. Hey, young blood, hey.
I was like, I gotta bring this up. Am I the only one who had that weird position where your barber's dingling is on your knee?
You let your barber spread his legs. That's why you look that nigga in the eye. Don't you even try no shit like that, bro. Just back up.
Wait, Domo, you said you're not the only one? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
Your barber gave you a lap dance?
No, not in that specific angle, but there's been a time where a barber, like, is me pressed up on my leg type
shit. What did you do? What did you do?
I moved my leg. If you sit there with meat on a leg,
nah. If you just like, well, shit, he needs his angles. He needs his angles.
Yo, your haircut, it got to be that deep. No cap. You must really care about your hair. If you had meat on a leg, bro.
Hell,
my barber done came by, like, the armrest. All I did was just put my hand in like a little cup. So, listen, what makes an ass barber to me is inconsistency. I don't know if y'all ever been to barbers where like 1 week cutting crazy, and then the next time you go to him, it's like, man, this is not the same. It's not the same guy. Like, you are not.
I don't judge barber to the second cut. First cut, they get you to come back. That second cut, hey, my nigga, you appreciate
it. First cut, be 45 minutes, right? Say, oh, he really. Just like this, the next one, cool 15, me.
Talking about the Eagles game the whole time.
But hold on. I know you missed one step. That specific step, you just missed. What's going on?
I know it can be done in 15, but I'm used to a 45-minute one. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
I ain't going to hold you. I went to a barber one time, got cut up. Cool experience. Everything was fine. Went back to buddy's shop. This nigga attempted. I ain't going to say he did it because he attempted to until we had a conversation. He attempted to cut my hair and eat his lunch. Like, nigga, no. We're not about to.
Hold on.
Nigga, yeah. I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there.
My stylist tried that.
Nigga. And he eating Haitian food, nigga. So he's...
Oh, yeah, he did, motherfucker.
He is in there. He is in it.
I got rice with me right here. That motherfucker. Hell nah.
And he thought he was dead ass about to eat some oxtail with his bare fucking fingers and hell then just... Nah.
And then touch your head?
No, nigga. Oh, yeah, we almost had to step outside. So
yeah. That's disrespect. Bro got grease in your forehead. Talking about, it's the alcohol. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
I think I asked
how him. How do you...
We're gonna start the pod, but you go into a new barbershop. You don't know nobody in there. You're assessing the barbers. What are you looking for?
Clients. I'm looking at the clients' heads. Simple. I ain't gonna lie. Niggas be thinking I'm stalking them. They understand it around here. I just be like... your shit, I wait. Who cut you? Bad type shit.
All right, what if you don't
got no clients? I be scheduling online, bro. Ain't gonna lie.
Ain't got no clients. I ain't the test dummy. Yo, I'm no not cap, your WinRAR.
I'm gonna be dead ass honest. I played a lot of roulette in my life. I ain't gonna hold you.
Like, essentially, that's what I do.
I'm gonna be that guy. I'm gonna be the guy to be honest. All right, if I move to a new area, especially as I got older, when I was with my dad. Whenever my dad would go get his haircut, that's when I get my haircut. But as I became my own man, had to find my own spots whenever I moved. I hear about a spot or two. I'll go in. Hey, yo, you got any? How many you got? Well, like one or two. All right, cool. I'm sitting there chilling. And I'm like, all right, if I don't got to fight you at the end of this, I'll come back.
I ain't gonna lie. Someone in chat said it. I used to think that's bullshit. But now I'm starting to see more often than not. If as long as you go to a barber that's in the front, you ain't gonna get that fucked up. It's usually the ones that's all the way in the back. But I thought it was the other way around, but I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes in the front, the niggas.
But Damo, if you go to a new barbershop and that first cut isn't good, are you going back to that same barbershop to try a different barber?
I will never go again. I don't trust none of you niggas. All you niggas are frauds. That's happened to me twice. I have banned the niggas that did this to me. This widow speak. This is not natural. All right, a nigga nicked me when I was like 13, and hair grew over the scab because I kept picking at it because I was a dumbass kid.
Unnatural widow's picking.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I drive
by. That barbershop is around the corner. Every day I drive by there, right here on my head starts hurting. I want to punch somebody every time. Every time, bro. There and in another place in California. Never go back.
I will say this before I tell you how I assess them. Last time I was at the barbershop, and I promise you I would have got up if this happened. I'm getting my hair cut by this dude that I think I want him to become my barber permanently. And a person right across from me, I don't know why I got to say this. It was a lady cutting the hair. And so she's cutting. She gets to the back, Sage. And so then she starts to cut, and then another barber comes over and is like pointing and kind of grabbing the clipper. If I'm the person in the chair, hold on now. Wait a minute. Who's actually cutting my hair?
Nah.
But what I do when I go up in there, I go up in a barbershop. It's a brand new barbershop. First motherfucker to get up and be like, hey, I got you, boss, man. I ain't got nobody. You're X'd out. Off with it. You're X'd out. You're done. You're too eager.
Hold on.
Nobody wants you.
He ain't had nothing all day.
You ain't had nothing all day.
He been waiting.
You talking about. You a walk in, right? You ain't got no appointment, right? Okay, it's my turn for the. I'm not walking in. Okay, I'm peeking in. I'm not. Whatever it is to not get you to cut my hair, it's not gonna be by you. Now I'm looking at other people's hairstyles, like their own barber's hair. They don't care about their hair. They don't care about my hair. I need to see your fit. I don't need no barber with holes in it. Oh, there are only two barbers I go to. They got to really be dressed like they at least got had the newest shoes on. Or if it's a Jamaican, he needs holes in his jeans and flip-flops. I know he's cutting it crazy. And I'm looking at your gear. If you don't got the right type of clippers, you're not clipping my hair. Don't worry.
What's the right type of clip? Do you cut hair?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't expert. Art metal? Wait, what?
Hey, you can get some wall clippers from Walmart.
I didn't know this nigga was an amateur goddamn barber.
I did it for a minute. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I used to come on here too, bro.
I know.
I tried to be on that hustle.
During the pandemic was the only time I come on here, and you never again.
My mama cut my hair when I was a kid. Never.
I'm dead ass. When my barber died, I was scrambling.
She cut it once.
And niggas fucked my shit up. So I had to, I said, you know what?
I had to look within. This is insane.
Yeah, this shit was crazy. But now I know the gold babbless clippers. Yeah, that's a real.
Someone just stamped you too. Someone just stamped you.
But the niggas with the Walmart walls with the color guards on them.
Plastic.
And I ain't gonna lie, them color jumps nowadays is a red flag. The bright purple, red shit.
At least get the magnetic ones. At least get the magnetic
ones. And it clip on, it's dead. It's dead.
Yeah. I'll be like, huh, what's that?
I ain't never seen a burgundy guard. and the cape. I need a fire cape too. I either need a fire cape or something professional. I've been to a barber one time. He gave me a cape that stopped right here. It stopped right here in the midsection. Me, this ain't gonna be a real cut. Nevertheless. Listen, man.
This is crazy.
If you clip anything from this, could you imagine that nigga cutting the hair and all the hair going into your lap?
No, that's happened to me, bro. My freshman year in college, freshman dorms, they was like, yo, buddy on the sixth floor, cut up nice. I'm like, all right, I'm hearing about buddy
on the sixth floor.
Buddy on the sixth floor.
God damn, what you in a complex about?
Hey. The Shout out Chuan, bro. Yeah. Shit was crazy. But that buddy on the sixth floor can cut. Go to the sixth floor. This nigga has a whole whiteboard. Like, yo, if you hit me up, leave your number. I'll hit you for a cut. I'm like, all right, cool. I peek in. Niggas getting cut. Cool. I sit down. Nigga put dead ass a regular. And I didn't. Buddy was just getting up. So I ain't see what he had. So I'm sitting down. I'm like, yeah, just trying to get cut up. Buddy puts a regular ass bath towel, like half
over
my chest, and I'm just like, I wonder how this is about to go. I'm like, wonder how this is about to go. Exactly how I thought. The cut wasn't bad. It's just we're in a fucking dorm on the sixth floor with carpet floors, nigga. Not with carpet floors, and this nigga did not prep well. So I'm just getting up with hair on me. He's like, hey, yo, gang, here's a towel by the door if you need it. I'm like, nigga.
At least he didn't tell you to take his shirt off. I've been in that bitch where they, hey, take your shirt off. Me, what's going on?
What?
Hey, and I'm dead ass.
Nah, that's OD. That's
OD. I done had some adventures, boy. I'm telling you. Take your shirt off.
I don't know what kind of cut this is. Yeah, I don't know what kind of cut this is. I ain't signed
up. I always thought about getting the college cut. I ain't never did it.
I did it like twice. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been too scared to get haircuts, and I just let my shit woof. I was like, you know what?
I'd rather
woof it than risk one of you niggas fucking my shit up.
Chat. Funny enough, like right now I'm cool, but chat, I ain't gonna lie, your theory is correct. Sometimes I be fucking woofing. Man, this shit off the chain, but right now I got cut like a week ago. So I'm chilling right now.
Is Dama lagging?
Good.
You were froze for like 2 seconds. That was it.
You lagging.
I love how we always talk about how like, do we have enough content to fill out the podcast? We just spent 19 minutes just talking this about barber.
Hey, you saw my script. Hey, all fair. You saw what I said. Shit's going to take years anyway. Fake braids. Jesus Christ. Damn.
Anyway, all right, let's get to the meat and potatoes. Listen, if you clip anything from this stream, hashtag LKIAB. Tell a friend. And last but not least, this is a super chat. This is crazy. I hate Dwayne. And there's no bomb coming, Dwayne. We will stop anything we're doing to read a super chat. No, there's no bomb. E3 Down says, RIP to Cartoon Network, made my childhood more enjoyable. Benton the GOAT. Cartoon Network is still here, buddy.
I'm about to say, wait, what?
Nobody. What you read was not.
Yo, Dan, your ops didn't slide yet, fool. You're good.
Sprint got bought out by T-Mobile. I ain't got a connection anymore. This is
insane. My God. Did y'all see the Dub Family Jeffrey Dahmer video? Yes, and I did make a reaction. Niggas is clowns.
What's Dub Family?
I don't know what that means.
The folks.
DDG, bro.
Yeah, DDG's brother being Jeffrey Dahmer for 24 hours.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, I heard about it. I saw the tweets. We need to talk about it. We can. I saw the tweets, but I was like, yeah, not watching that one. Not watching that one.
I don't know. But JJA379 says, am I the only one who had that weird position of the barbers dangling on your knee?
Move your leg, man.
I'm with you, buddy. Shout out to Zion Johnson. Upgraded. African MVP. Says, oh, that's the MVP?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my Big God.
Big Z?
African says, real barbers fix your head, then give you head. Locked in.
No.
I'm a fucking barber,
Zion. Yeah, I'm about to say no.
Zion says, my uncle's best friend took me to his best friend as a kid. Guaranteed, always it was a 2-hour cut. They always talk.
You got 10-minute conversation.
You to his best friend, your uncle's friend.
That's just a random dude. At
that your uncle's friend.
What the fuck? My uncle's best mutual friend's friend. It's a random dude.
What's up, dude?
So going the barber. My uncle's barber. That's crazy.
The Bulma Simp says, "You ever have a barber look at your hairline too long?" That's
how you know they fucking up.
Yeah, does that? I think that's.
Wait,
yeah,
step back. Step back from it, Sage. You got to step back from it.
Nah. The dead giveaway that they fucked up.
Move your chin up. Move your chin up.
Nah. The dead giveaway is when the other barber is looking over from his cut.
Oh my God. Looking at your shit. I almost cried one time. Yes.
Yeah.
I almost cried one time.
That happened with this. With this right here, I noticed, buddy from across. You.
Shit, I was in the second. I was in the second row. I was right.
Dude, yo, they be checking too. Like, okay, did I actually do that?
Man, the dude from the front hit me with.
Okay,
these.
I actually did that. Damn.
He double take my shit. Oh, fuck.
Miles Morrow says, "This is Anthony Morrow's brother." I'm looking at the client's cut, and I'm asking the waiting room who they waiting on. I think it will wait six cuts deep.
I see people do that.
Jordan Jefferson says, "Last time I scheduled online." White guy cut my hair and he cut off a dress.
Oh,
that's crazy.
He couldn't choose the barber. They don't got pictures or anything.
Nah. Well, it was him. It was a picture of him and his homeboy, and the homeboy was Black B-Soul. So he was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, we good.
Hey, my name's Dave. Hey.
All right, bro.
King Soda says, I did not cut for a whole year.
I see. When I say Wolf, I'm talking 2 months tops, and that was a record that hasn't been touched. Yeah, I'm about to say 2 months was a record that hasn't been rivaled since. That's crazy.
You can't say that.
COVID was that bad.
Yeah, it was, and it was that bad. You can't say that.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think it was more than that.
I would just learn how to cut my hair.
This nigga said Anthony Morrow is legitimately his cousin.
Wait,
you know what? Pull this shit up. Hold on, let me bring this. You know what? Let me look at Anthony Morrow. Hold on.
And they both black as hell. It makes sense.
I ain't doing this activity. This is saving.
Oh,
activity.
My God. You know what? I might believe him. I might believe him.
Yo.
I have no reason to not. His last name is Morrow. He's black as hell.
I mean, actually see it.
I ain't gonna lie.
How old are you, Miles Morrow? Tell us.
Yeah,
I just want to know. I just want to know.
Actually, our like, baby pigs look the same. All right, racial. That's all right, nigga. All right,
that's what I'm saying.
No, it ain't racial. Look up Anthony Morrow. You think I'm wild and shit? He actually look like that nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
27.
I see it.
Nigga, Anthony Morrow's like fucking 30.
No, I'm
like
saying 30, 40. 27 is old.
Tomorrow is going to bed.
Hey, he want us to hurry up and get into these facts. listen, man, I know Chad has been waiting. They want us to really get into it. The pre-pod show Q&A little thing where they can put questions. What kind of question is that? Apparently, there are some queens out there that believe that fat people don't deserve love.
Bigger girls, they don't want to date bigger guys. Look at Lizzo. Lies, because it sounds like your issue lies in, okay, cool, if you're going to be fat, fine, but it's like, know it, own it, and be okay with the limitations. Okay,
so also, we're talking about observable reality. We're not saying that women who are bigger cannot find love. You can. However, as a result of the fact that you're bigger, your pool of men has become smaller, unfortunately.
I'm not denying you. I'm really not denying that. But where I have an issue is pushing any narrative that makes it seem like they're not deserving of the man that they want.
But they aren't.
You are deserving. Just do the work to get
No, I'm right? saying you're not deserving if you're obese. You don't deserve a guy that makes six figures if you're obese.
I don't think anyone is entitled to find a partner. There is no soulmate.
It's true.
No one is entitled to have a partner. No. Man or woman, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Even friends, I'm not entitled to friends. If I'm the biggest dickhead here, no one's going to like me. It's just a fact. Yeah. I can't be saying, why do people like me? You know? You can't be saying
What's that. What's that got to do?
Show me.
Listen, we're going to continue to break that down.
That was some bad milk.
You said that was some bad what?
That was some bad milk. That was bad milk right there. That's crazy.
Oh, God.
Do me up. You ain't seen me jump?
Losing that fall.
You ain't seen me jump? I was like, ooh.
He's heating up.
Hey, man.
You was going for a follow back? Damn. That's
No, it's already there. We had a consultation.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Hey, shout out to you, Bad Milk. Shout out to you.
Oh, my God.
He's heating up.
Listen.
Hey,
great at network.
I just announced him.
So, I mean, Damo, take it away. How you feel about it? Because you're almost there.
Hey, this is where me and Sage stand back. Go ahead, Dom. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Typical shit. Hey, so.
Oh, my God.
So, Omar introduced the topic. Yo,
Sage, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Here we go. And this is what happens when niggas read the comments. Hey, the streets don't lie. Let's just go into what. Let's do our thing.
Anywho,
as the residential fat person here, I don't think we deserve love. No one like deserves love for real. Like if you're a bad person, you don't deserve love, nigga. But you know, to say that just because I'm big, I don't deserve to be loved on, that's crazy. Listen, there's somebody for everybody. Everybody fuck funny to somebody. You know, there's a Skittle color for every person. All right. As long as you're happy, cool. If that person like you for you, nigga, or woman, cool. Let that person like you for you. If you don't like fat people, cool. You don't gotta like fat people. It's called preferences. Everyone has one. Some motherfuckers only like fat people. Them niggas is weird. I ain't gonna hold you, but hey, that's cool. Hey, everybody can be happy. Anywho.
How do you feel about her? How do you feel about the woman?
Who, the bad milk? She bad milk, nigga. I don't care what. Like, let's be real. Who gives a fuck what bad milk thinks at a time like this? Like, I don't. If a woman that's undesirable woman says I'm undesirable, cool, nigga. We're on the same page. We're saying eye to eye, man. Cool. Both of us on each other's preferences. Now, if some good milk said that, I'd be like, damn, that's about the good milk market. But that's not good milk.
B-Souls?
Okay.
Sage?
This is when me and Sage disagree to disagree. I mean, I don't know, man. Fat people,
I don't want to offend.
They're lazy as fuck.
I don't want to offend that woman, bro.
Talk about the milk.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not even lactose intolerant. So it's like low key, bro. I have nothing to say, bro. I don't even know about the situation, man. I don't even know what's going on. That's crazy.
No, okay. On a serious note, I do actually have something to say about this. I've just been watching like a lot, because I work for Playback. I've been watching like a lot of like, you know, dating podcast clips, and the conversations have just ramped up over the last couple of years, and like everyone wants to make these generalizations about certain groups of people, whether it be just whole genders, certain subsections of genders, certain subsections of races, or whatever case may be. But I feel like, hey, if it's me just agreeing with Damo, it is what it is. But like everyone just has their preference. No one is forcing you to date these people. And at the end of the day, like if you don't like someone, you don't like someone. That's no one's gonna force you to date whoever just because society says, oh, this is the person that I need to date. If you don't like a person, if you're not attracted to the person, that's the line. That's where you draw the line. So
I understand why everybody gotta feel the same. That's everybody. That's even including the bit that me and Souls is doing. Seriously, why does everybody gotta feel the same about every fucking thing, bro? Like, you don't like fat people? All right, you don't like fat people, bro. But there's some motherfucker that love the fat dudes, bro. So, like, I don't understand why motherfuckers is just, I don't know. Shorty weird, but that's it.
You said she's ugly?
I ain't even look at her.
Somebody in chat says she want to be blue cheese so bad. Y'all niggas is hilarious.
Hey, you mean ranch, man.
So blue you said, cheese. So Sage, you saying she ain't nothing to look at, right?
Wait. Sage, you like blue cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking.
I like both. But
he's a psychopath.
Pinky's up. Pinky, bro, get out the hood, bro. Get out the hood, bro.
But I can't eat Dino Nuggets.
What the fuck?
First of all, that's crazy. Don't make that correlation. Thank you. Do not make the. You eat naked fucking pterodactyl legs, nigga. You don't put ketchup on it. You don't put nothing on it.
No.
Now Sage is nasty. Sage is nasty.
Sage is blue cheese.
Fucking blue cheese.
That's worse than Dino chicken nuggets.
I say blue cheese do got a lower floor than ranch. There is no cap.
What does that mean?
There's such thing as okay. So now
these power scalers are insane.
Niggas don't know. I said floor. You're an NBA YouTuber. I said floor, bro.
It's worse than ranch. It's worse than ranch.
You know damn well that you've gotten ranch from some places, and you're just like, God damn, that shit ain't. And then you've been to like America's Best Ranch, and you're like, that shit hit. Or you've been to like one of them wings. Like, you know what the fuck going on, bro. Stop trying to make
no, ranch is good. I'm talking about blue cheese. You like blue cheese?
Same thing. Blue cheese got a lower floor, but way higher ceiling.
Way higher ceiling,
bro. Good blue cheese.
Good mold.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't feel comfortable with the fact that we got here. You got me arguing about ranch and blue cheese and talking about do fat people deserve love. I don't like that.
Hey man,
I don't like that.
So
I don't like how we got there.
Hey man,
personally, just putting it out there. That's nasty.
Some would argue W pivot.
Crazy pivot. Ranch is better. If all I'm saying is, if you said blue cheese has a lower floor, that means if they're both at their floors,
no,
ranch is better.
Peak.
Yes, but three peak for peak, my peak, ass.
Peak for what peak.
Okay, ranch
is a good B plus player. Ranch is reliable. Worst case C plus. Best.
Bro, stop calling ranch Jordan Poole, bro.
Ranch has never failed the test. However,
when was ranch?
However, if blue cheese study for that test, woo.
Okay, all right. Let's get it back. Jesus Christ. what Biso said was important to me, at least. I saw a tweet the other day that was like, I don't know. They were like, I don't know what podcasting is supposed to be about, but I don't think it's inherently supposed to be about who can have the most divisive take. Who can say the edgiest thing right here just to get the hottest take. And then I saw a TikTok playing on that, and folks was just saying stuff just to say stuff that nobody agrees with just to get a rise out of it. I sent Cruz, I'm gonna pull it up, but I sent Cruz this guy's top five rappers of all time list, and I think the nigga starts the list with like Lil TJ all time or some shit like that. And I'm like, at this point, I don't know if you're trolling or if you're serious, but it just sounds like you want to get the hottest take when you come out and say, you know what? Michael Jackson wasn't even really that good. He wasn't even really that talented. Like when you say, so I feel the same way with these like relationship podcasts, videos, you know, TikTok clips or whatever. People are just trying to be hyperbolic when in actuality, like life is for the living. If you go live life and you big, you skinny, you ugly, you pretty, all these things, anything is possible. And honestly, that's not the end all be all. She talked about like a bunch of status shit, money and all this other stuff. Bro, that is not the end all be all in a partner. Yeah. Fuck that. I don't know. But let's dive back in to the bad milk.
Someone that looks good at 300 pounds. Y'all are just proving my point.
You're crazy, girl. Crazy.
Dumb was face.
No, but like, what was your point? There was no point in your sound and in your discussion. There was no point. It was just ludicrous verbal vomit. That was an opinion. It wasn't a point. Don't give yourself that much credit. Okay? You crazy girl. That was... Your point was that people who are fat are ugly, and you're allowed to have that opinion. If you had a point to prove, you would prove it with, like, facts and evidence, not just your opinion. I just want to clarify that. Get some facts, then I'll believe you that fat people are ugly.
Now, I will say this. The video is consistently bad milk. Yeah, listen, that's bad milk all over the place.
Friendly Fire is hilarious.
But do y'all know any, like, this is the time for the fetishes to come out. She was saying, Pearly, yo, there's no such thing as, like, anybody that's 300 pounds that looks good. Bigger people don't look good. 300. I ain't gonna lie.
Personal experience.
I just don't know people's weight.
I don't look at a big girl and be like, y'all go, get on that scale real quick. But
I don't.
No. Talk about the big ones. Go ahead.
I definitely met some good looking fat bitches. What, like? But it's just I ain't never been like,
tell me the good looking fat bitches. Since
I'm power scaling all the time, I ain't never just looked at a bitch and it's like it's over 300. But like,
not you, Damo. Sage, because this is what the people be asking for. Name the big ones that look good.
I don't know their names. I went to school with them and I was like, oh shit, look, I don't know. I walked past them going to the store. Oh shit, look good. You big girl, back it up. But that's it. Like,
would you smash?
Some of them, yes. Some of them, I ain't gonna lie, nah. But some of them, yeah.
Some of the attractive fat women you wouldn't smash?
Oh, wait. Yes. Yeah. Some attractive women. Nah, I'm good. Hey, just I heard them speak and I was like, oh, yeah, hell no.
B-Souls, give me the big ones.
I just said I don't know any.
That's an air ball.
I'm just.
This is gross, bro. This is gross. Bro.
I don't. This wasn't in the docket of. Things I needed to research.
Yeah, okay. I definitely didn't.
You need to research the big ones? Damo, name me some of the big bands.
Simone Richards. That's a nice.
He's heating up.
Who's Simone Richards?
Look up Simone Richards. I don't think she's 300 pounds, by the way, Miss Simone. No disrespect your way. I don't think you're 300 pounds. But you're definitely a bigger woman. Like, let's be honest. You're a thick girl. Let's not lie to ourselves. We're adults here.
I don't think she would...
She ain't for me, but yeah, she definitely is. She all right.
Gay?
Not gay, nigga. I don't want to stick my dick in her. What the fuck? Wait, guess where my dick go? And if I ain't fucking with you, fucking, I'm gay.
You're right. My fault. Yeah. Crazy reaction.
Hey, Jill Scott.
I seen Jill Scott. I was thinking.
that's a monster.
I recognize that, man.
I don't know these people.
Okay, all right.
I don't.
All right, Jill Scott, she's a monster.
It just
ain't she the one that did that with the microphone on stage, right? I'm thinking the same. Yeah, hey,
is she all right? Yeah, she all right. Omar. But is she 300? Hey. I don't think she's 300.
I don't know. Hey, let's not.
That's what I'm saying. Like 300.
At one point in time, she was 300, 100.
It don't matter.
Yeah. Damo, like you said, can we play that video? We probably can.
We can play that video. We 100% can play that video. Why would we not be able to play that video?
I'm gonna go get it. Ultimately,
what's Violet Myers?
I would say Prime Monique in the Prime. Parker's Monique.
Do y'all know her?
Somebody said on Twitter that if I had 1990s Queen Latifah in a room alone, I'm gonna make that room stank.
I weren't big on the queen, man, but
young Queen Latifah, I ain't gonna lie.
She a goat.
Prime Queen Latifah, I knocked that down.
Can we play this?
We can play that.
Hey, Dumbo is nasty. Okay, this is the one.
We can 100% play it.
Continue to go. So read some of the super chats so I can download this video real quick.
All right, Mr. Pandasian says, "I loves me a bigger woman, more cushion for the pushing, buddy." All right, the Boma says, "Thinking condiments." Intway says, "I can't believe that Caucasian border collie mix is talking about people physical." This is insane. Your boy Phil says that's the same girl who used to be with that angry reactions guy on TikTok too. Who is that angry reactions guy?
I don't know who that is.
Who the fuck? Y'all hate everybody. People. I swear,
everybody, bro.
Amiri says at a PWI with little white barbers, had to start cutting my own hair. Baby? A year ago? A year now? True shit. Worth it. Worth it, y'all. By the way, love the pod.
You gotta come on the Q&A. I gotta see the cut.
Alyssa Burn 93 says, I used to get my hair cut by the drunk next door before my mom had to fight him because he nicked my ear.
What?
Nah, you a troll.
A Marshall Mathers story.
Anthony Morrow is legit my cousin. All right. Caught up.
All right, Miles. What are you doing? What are you doing, nigga?
Is Miles still here?
You're a freak, buddy. You are disgusting. Okay, so somebody in the chat said Jill Scott gives off grandma vibes.
No, I don't know who grandma doing this.
Whoa.
Audio listeners. Hold on, we are watching the Jill Scott video where she was on stage doing microphone things. B-Souls, look at the screen.
That ain't doing nothing for you. Yo, niggas ain't getting all right.
Chat saw my face when she
Demon.
Yo, this being the aftermath is insane.
Yeah. I don't know. She a try hard. When you try too hard, I'm good.
Yo, Damo, you get nut on your face.
The aftermath is crazy.
She's a try hard is crazy, Sage.
What? Bro, she a try hard.
This is the people I can wait to the comments.
Like I'm not mad. Like let me be clear. I know I'm ugly. I know blah blah blah. Yeah, whatever.
I ain't gonna lie, Sage. You lost the chat as soon as she reached for the balls and you said, yeah, that's doing nothing for me. I was like, yeah, they're about to fry his ass.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say at that point.
Hold on. Let me be clear.
I can see it now.
I don't give a fuck.
Sage is just there to be there.
I don't care. But it's just like, yo. That shit ain't doing nothing for she tried so awful. I don't know, bro. Yeah,
to get the aftermath.
What you mean trying? I want her to try soft? Like,
you want her to
try, bro? But like,
I don't even think she was trying for real.
On my actual dick? Like, on my microphone, bro?
That's just the start.
Okay. I don't think she was trying hard. I think she was just, you know, she's chilling.
That's a slow action replay cam.
Oh my
God. You know that 2K13 replay cam when they showed a vertical?
You're nasty.
That's what that was, bro.
You're nasty.
I don't think she's trying.
Nah, you're nasty.
Oh my God. I ain't gonna lie. I don't got enough dick for that. No way. Listen, Cruz just sent me the video that I was referring to about the dude and his favorite rapper. So let's tune in here.
And what about your Hall of Fame rappers?
Hall of Fame rappers. Time. Top five.
What you said on your lab talk, I was like 100%. I agree with that.
Okay, so if I redid that list, Drake is definitely at the top.
100%. People say miss. He doesn't miss.
He doesn't miss.
Drake doesn't miss.
Two, we're going to go with Pop Smoke.
Yeah. Seriously, he's like...
unreal.
His effect on the culture is just insane.
Yeah.
This is top five.
Three is going to be...
Pop Smoke's the kind of guy... He releases an album.
Yo, he's the wait.
Yo, he stopped. He was like, three is, hold on.
Like, Pop Smoke is really like that guy. Like, he really is moving the needle. Come on, bro.
And the guy is like, yeah, but three.
Add a song to your playlist?
Yeah.
Add a song to your playlist?
Yeah.
Like, with Kanye, gotta go through every song, listen five times, be like, okay, yeah. I like that. I like Pop Hurricane. I'll put Hurricane in. That's fine. You get that one.
Yeah.
Pop Smoke, just add the whole album.
Exactly.
Don't even listen to it.
Yeah, literally.
Then now listen to it when you're driving.
Right. Three is Tory Lanez.
Yeah, okay.
Four is...
I love Tory. This is Tory insane.
Diego.
Okay, yeah, you said that.
Yeah, Diego.
I want to put people onto a song.
They had this conversation already.
Snoop Dogg and Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it's called, but seriously, that song is like so underappreciated.
Okay, I'm going to go listen to that when I get in the car.
100%.
Yeah. Fourth one is Future because he fell off a little bit. He was good. He was good back in the day.
But how good is life? Is good.
This is an all time list.
And then your last one.
Yeah. Go. What?
I wish I could. Oh, so not Lil Baby.
Wait.
Back in the day. How good is life? Is good.
Listen. Oh yeah. And then your last one will be Tiger.
I wish I could. That's not Lil Baby.
What?
Oh, did we say Lil? No. Yeah, sorry. Lil Baby. Tiger is our honorable mention.
Yeah.
Along with Young Thug and Travis.
They have to be joking. They have no way. Tiger.
I told y'all rap is for the niggas only.
Let me say now. I'm sorry.
I ain't going there.
And I reform and I agree. Get these niggas the fuck out of here. Hell no. Preserve the culture. That, my skin is crawling. That was disgusting.
These Australian niggas. Tiger.
I got secondhand embarrassment. I ain't going to lie.
Nah, man.
What the fuck was that?
I'm gonna listen to some Filipino music tonight. This is
it's one song insane, with bro. Snoop Dogg and Tory Lanez.
I don't know the name of it.
So iconic. Name it.
Pop smoke. Change the culture. You know, get a song. Just put the whole album on. Just don't even worry about it. Just put the whole album on. Don't listen to it at all. Just play it while you're driving. Who the fuck is this guy?
And you know they don't bump music. They put it at like 15.
They put it at 15. Doing the speed limit.
Niggas ain't ever heard of 808 ever.
Yo, that's crazy.
Going 15 to Tory Lanez is nasty, bro.
Oh my god.
Going 15 to Tiger is worse.
I ain't been broken a minute. Going 15 miles per hour, bro. This is insane.
Oh my god, bro.
Fuck.
Oh shit!
Honorable mention, Tiger is crazy.
I thought he was fifth. Head. I didn't think he was honorable. I thought he was fifth.
He moved him down for.
Lil Baby.
Hey, real quick, I just gotta say, listen, the Lil Baby placement a little too low. Lil Baby's the GOAT. You know, found out some things about Lil Baby. Real guy.
You found out some things.
Yeah, man. I knew it was something great about him, and I couldn't put it on because it wasn't the music.
He got a big dick.
He does. Okay, then that goes to a legend. Goes to the name.
I thought that's what you were saying puts him up there though.
No, it wasn't that. He's got a great name.
What?
You got a great name.
Nice speculation. Wow.
I want to talk about polygamy next because I've been seeing a bunch of things about polygamy on my TL, but I wanted to know what y'all thought about this first.
What the fuck is that? I ain't gonna lie, usually bullshit like that don't even get my attention, but no, what the fuck is that?
Yo, you see that picture on the right, bro?
What in the opposite day?
Is that ketchup?
Ketchup on Cocoa Puffs. Hey, like, I have food right here. I don't even want to eat no more.
Hey, yo.
Ketchup on Cocoa Puffs actually just made my stomach hurt.
Did you ever get bored at a restaurant and just like start shaking?
No, I can't. No, because I'm not a child. I don't do it anymore.
You're
bored and you just start.
I don't do this anymore, bro.
Nigga got bored, put Sprite on his fries, and was like, I want to see if it's still salty. Alright, bro.
Insane, bro.
You put A1 steak sauce on your fries and then dip it in Sprite.
Really? You never tried Chick-fil-A sauce on your Chipotle bowl? Like, all right, bro. Come on, man. Come on, bro.
Yo, Vsauce, you are a kid, bro. Chocolate milk.
Blue cheese.
Chocolate milk on biscuits.
It's crazy because Sage didn't even say nothing. You just called out Sage. All right, crazy.
Random.
All right, blue cheese.
Freaking blue cheese and gas station pretzels over here.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Bacon, ranch, and dino nuggets. All right, bro.
You're not going to get it up. He thought he was going to get somebody to be like, yeah, I do get bored. No, bro. Stop ripping up the fucking napkins and have a conversation.
No, it's at the end when you're waiting for the check type shit.
Yo, bro. Still have a conversation before you rip up the fucking napkins. Stop making spitballs in the restaurant. What's wrong with
all right,
you?
Yo, chill out.
I hate this man.
Yeah. Zos is a character, bro.
I've been seeing a lot of things about polygamy on the timeline, and I wanted to
insane.
I just wanted y'all to see this because I ain't gonna lie. I'm too insecure for this.
Season number 123, why I love polyamory. So last week, my boyfriend made a new connection on a dating app, and he and that woman, for their first date, went on a picnic. And it made my boyfriend realize, how come we've never been on a picnic? I don't even know. What a great first date idea, by the way.
Right there.
Are these chicken tenders?
Right there. You're worried about the wrong things. You're worried about the guys.
That nigga hungry. God. That nigga's hungry, bro.
He's a kid, bro. What's wrong with you?
He's fine.
Is that why you paused it? Is that why
you paused it? No! No,
that's not
nobody missed it but you because you're worried about the nuggets, nigga.
Homemade nuggets? Oh, wee!
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all, right. Y'all didn't have anything to say then. This is insane.
What?
Play it.
Season number 123, why I love polyamory. So last week, my boyfriend made a new connection on a dating app, and he and that woman, for their first date, went on a picnic. And it made my boyfriend realize, how come we've never been on a picnic? I don't even know. What a great first date idea, by the way. So,
okay, don't put yourself out there. I'll explain what happened just in case you missed it.
What?
So what I said,
that's
I
the whole TikTok.
No, it's a longer TikTok, but that's not.
She was going to spout some bullshit for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, the important part was I don't think I'm secure enough for me to be in a polyamory polygamous relationship to where my significant other can find somebody on a dating app, go out on another dating or another date, get a picnic, and then come back home to me and be like, "Hey, babe, how come we've never been on a picnic?"
Oh, I ain't built like that.
Yeah. First of all, bitch. Right. You have all the power in the world to take us on a picnic. Yeah. Second of all, don't be bringing the shit that this other motherfucker experienced you and bring it back here. I will literally, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not a violent person. Shit like that.
Yo, chill out.
No, I would break tables. I would punch holes. I was gonna say,
I'd dead punch a hole in the wall.
A picnic?
And she was like, "Oh, I just went out with Bryson the other day, and Bryson took me to the beach. Why we ain't ever been to the beach? Man, fuck Bryson! I swear, like that. That's exactly what I'm doing, bro.
I'll fuck the house up. I'm not gonna lie.
I ain't gonna lie.
First off, bitch is crazy. I ain't gonna lie to you. I see you. First off, bitch, yeah, that's somebody got to clip that for me specifically. That was funny, but nah. I feel that. Yeah, I couldn't do that. You can't go out on a date with Jeremy and come back being like, you know what, babe? We never went bowling. Jeremy took me bowling. Well, bitch, go home to him. Why are you here? The fuck? We don't bowl, motherfucker. I don't like bowling. You ain't even think about that?
But nah, you got hit it with, I don't like picnics. No cap, I don't like picnics.
Bitch, you think I like outside? What the fuck?
I have allergies.
If we doing these traditional standards too, it's way more disrespectful that the man came home and was like, damn, babe. How come we ain't never had a picnic?
Yeah.
Nigga, date me. Court me. I'm your girlfriend. You have to control. Set the picnic up. And that's the thing that's crazy. He set the picnic up for the girl on the dating app. Date me. Date your girlfriend.
Nah, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. If you're in like a polyamorous relationship, I don't get how you went out. Like, he went out on a solo date and came back to you, nigga. You just let him go out with a side piece. That's not what that is. Y'all both have to go on the fucking picnic together and bake dino nuggies in the sun and fucking win, nigga. Like, y'all don't let him go out and then come back and take turns dating the bitch. That's not how.
Yeah, I ain't think
she
that's
just got
how
cheated
would,
on.
Yeah.
No cap.
Yeah.
She didn't even know it. Yeah, I went on a date today. You never gone on a picnic, have we?
And where does it stop too? Because then does he say like, you know what, babe? Jennifer, she licked my asshole.
I was gonna say, what about that? Yeah, that's like the biggest fear in niggas. Like when your girl just learned some new trick, you're like, hold on, we've been for 8 months. When the fuck you do that? Like,
what? New trick is insane.
Yeah.
You find you a girl to like girls, man. That's why Drake is the GOAT, man. You say you a lesbian, me too. Find you a girl to like girls. It's easier to do it with two women that are interested in you versus you sharing your girl with a guy. Speaking as a man in that situation, in my opinion, I don't know.
If we have our little threesome session and I go to sleep and then get waking up in the middle of the night just hearing two wet clams bumping. I'm be like, all right.
Yeah, I'm too much of a lover for that shit.
But all right. I mean, if I roll over and say, hold on, babe, give me like 3 minutes. I'm gonna get it up. And they say, nah, you good? Ain't nobody good up in this. Bang, 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 bang. Hey, ain't nobody good. Ain't nobody good up in this. Nobody's good. How about that?
That just means you ain't did the job, Gangy. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you don't. I don't sleep until they do. Listen, if he not working, I'm working up here. I don't know what to tell you. You gotta see it through, my boy. You gotta sign up. If you sign up for that life is a lot of commitment.
What if she smack your hand? Like, I just too many. I'm too insecure, bro.
Now at that point, she's not your girl no more. She smacked my hand. I'm putting on my drawers.
That curve, nigga.
I'm calling the lift. Obviously, y'all don't want me here no more. I'm taking my bottle home. I'm going home.
You over here like this, say, ooh, yeah, let me just.
Oh man, nah, that's
pay for the room. Like what?
Two moist clams.
Two moist clams.
Fucking next to me.
Nah, cause fuck them. Fuck both of them. Matter of fact, fuck them both. Y'all get the fuck up. Nah, not no more. Nobody's having a good time no more. How about that? I'm ruining everything.
Didn't you go to like a polyamory conference last year?
You want to put so many things on me.
No, I'm just true, I'm just asking. Like how was the experience?
I didn't go.
Shout out to polygons though. That's probably a fun lifestyle.
It looks fun outside looking in.
Yeah.
I be hearing people say that like, oh yeah, I could get into it. I don't. People that have really, 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 really been in like active relationships know that adding another person. Nah, that's too much. That's too much, bro.
You gotta be nonchalant. You gotta be a nonchalant motherfucker.
Yeah.
And everyone's not nonchalant.
I thought I was. I'm not when it comes to my shorties. No, okay. I'm a lover.
Sage, when the last time you had a committed relationship?
Bruh, don't ask me that. I'll cry.
what's
it's
the
been
last
a
time,
long man? Time, man. It's been like...
Wear it out, man.
Whoo!
You're like 22, so a long time serious is what? Like... 15?
Like six, maybe. All right, what?
6 years?
I think 6 years. It's been a long time.
High school, nigga?
Six years ago?
I think. And how long was this relationship?
Not 6 years in the
like
future.
Freshman college, probably the last time.
You were a freshman 6 years? What?
5 years. 5 years. Five. Oh. Five. No, I definitely had an extra year. I bullshitted freshman year, and then I switched majors. Dumbest thing. Well, switch majors ain't dumb, but don't bullshit freshman year. But
you cheated?
I ain't never cheat. I'm a lover.
What happened?
The last breakup?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew. You ever know when it's a matter of when? Walk the girl around the campus. We had a great prom. Great homecoming. I went to her homecoming too. Friends hated my fucking guts, but she was so 10 toes. They didn't give a fuck about her friends, like not fucking with me and shit. Her friends hated me only because they wanted to party and shit. And at the time, I ain't gonna lie. Boring guy, no cap. So they was just like, they was just like, we don't match type shit. But it is what it is. Get to campus. I see, you gonna find out. I get to campus, man. I'm not tapped in. She talking about she got it in the group chat. She already know where to go. Da, 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 da. And as I'm walking around with her, I just see it in her eyes. This motherfucker want to see the world. And I'm like, I got class in the morning. I go to my dorm. And then slowly but surely, as the days went on, more and more we walked around, more and more I didn't feel like it didn't go. It was this one time we was just walking around, and she was like chilling with like the football team and shit. And I was just like
chilling with the football team.
And I was like right in there, and she just met them niggas, like dead ass, just met them niggas. I was like. This is about to be the end of it all. Walking to the campus, I see the one nigga from said team just chilling there. I ain't gonna lie, I was pissed. And then, like, kiss her, get back to the dorm. I'm like, yeah.
Wait. You saw her with the football team.
No, you kissed her and then went back. That was later in the day. Earlier in the day, I saw her chilling with her friends. Football team niggas walked up, talking, whatever. So later in the day, or that night, I should say, walking her to the fucking dorm or whatever. We just got done. I think it was like some stupid shit in the fucking building. I don't know. But we walking her home or whatever, a kiss, go back to the dorm. I'm sitting there, roommate not in the room yet, and I'm like, fool, something bad about to happen. 30 minutes later, she's like, actually, can you come back real quick? Boom, right then and there. GG's.
She broke up with you?
Yeah. she broke up with me. I knew it was gonna happen. Football team was coming. I knew it was gonna happen, but she didn't even fuck with none of the niggas. Get this, she ain't fuck with none of the niggas on the team. She just wanted to fucking fuck with like that lifestyle, and I wasn't gonna do none of that shit at that point in time. She just wanted to go out and go to the concerts, go to the games, and I had no interest. Like, for example, when she was talking to the football team niggas or like talking to some other fucking niggas at the campus, I would always just be in the cut, just texting. I would always just be in the cut texting, and she would talk, and then I'd just be like, all right, y'all, fuck with y'all, and then walk away. So it was just never gonna work out, and I just saw that shit coming.
I was just about to ask you how you was standing. You was over there with your phone.
I was in the cut, bro. I ain't got no shame in my game. For everything from 10th grade to junior year of college, social anxiety, boy. Just scary. Didn't want to fucking associate with nobody. And by the way, chat, chill. She weren't like green type shit. But no, like, no, nah.
We got you.
She was actually crazy. She's actually abstinent. So that's the crazy thing. Or at that point in time, I don't know what's up now. Yeah.
Oh god.
I know what's up with the football team. She went absent on them niggas.
I don't know what's up now. But nah, seriously, I was from sophomore high school, junior college. I was so socially awkward, bro. So I just knew. I just knew in the heart of hearts, I was like,
"Did you go crazy senior year?"
Senior year was my first year that I embraced being single. So all my life, I was always in a mindset: this single shit boring. Whenever I talk to somebody, I'm gonna get a girl. Da, 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 da. Senior is my first year being single, so I guess I went kind of crazy, but I wasn't exactly like a hoe. I never been a man whore, but senior year, I did put up good all-star numbers. And then I'm settling down nowadays on YouTube.
Shit. All-star numbers and you not a hoe. That don't make
I'm
sense.
Not a hoe. Bro, there's some MVPs out here. I ain't gonna lie. At least
I'm not an MVP. You're not a man whore. You're just saying.
That's like saying you're an all-star in the NBA, but you're not good at basketball.
My numbers. If it comes to it, I put up starter numbers. Fine. I'll lower mine before I act like I raise it.
Jay Crowder?
Better than Jay.
Over under 15.
Lance Stephenson.
You mean like Caruso? Nah.
Fuck it. Nah, don't do no player analogies. Sage, what's your body count?
My body count? 7.
Oh, you ain't do no numbers. You
but team. I had one prior to that year. That's what I'm saying. And I was fucking numbers. The same.
So six,
fucking
you the same. Got 6 bodies in that one
year? Yeah, I was fucking the same girls. And now I'm just
You ain't had a body since?
Same
girls. I mean, I hit back old wildos. I'll be in the cut, bro.
So basically, you had a Derrick Rose season. That's crazy.
Oh, no.
What's your body count?
I just don't
work no more. I don't work no more at all. So, yeah, 7.
B-Souls, you know this is coming to you.
Rough estimate, keeping it high, because I lost my virginity at an early age. 12, 13.
I'm about to say, what the fuck? You were like, what the fuck?
Okay.
That's 5 different bitches. I'm just fucking the same bitch over and over and over again.
B-Souls, what's your body count?
I hate this guy. Actually, I love that for
that's
you.
That's an air ball.
Nah, I love that. That's the dream.
Air ball.
That's the dream. I wanted that to be.
Why is that the dream?
Bro, I just want a girl your whole life, bro.
And no disrespect to your situation, though.
I want that.
Why is that?
I just want one girl. I'm still... I'm cool with being single nowadays, but I'm cool. Just give me one girl, and I'm chilling. Give me my girl.
No, but just forever?
Nigga, I'm trying to marry? What the fuck?
No, I mean, Omar's talking about like in your life, just one girl.
Oh, in my life. Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Well.
Anyway.
I'm fine.
But it's not.
I'm just saying the dream is like.
Omar, what's yours? Nah, nigga.
Anywhere, like Damo said, rough estimate, anywhere between like 9 and 13.
I'm about to say I didn't fucking count, so I hope it doesn't sound like I'm bullshitting. Nah, but I got to six, and then after that, I think I only fuck with like.
I got some twins out there. They up there now.
I fumbled some twins, man. That's a, like I was a.
Well, no. My homeboys. My homeboys is up there in like the 30s and 40s. That's
I'm not saying. 30s and 40s is crazy.
I fumbled some. Talk to my nigga Dre, bro. He brought twins to the dorm.
After 20, do you even my count after 20? In my opinion, like after 20, it don't even matter no more, right?
Niggas is deviants. But I
got standards. I do have standards. It is my fault. My friends will all tell you it's my fault. I have standards, bro. I have standards.
I had a girlfriend for a long time. Well, I had sex with somebody before my girlfriend. Had a girlfriend. I broke up with her. After that, I mean, I started having like meaningless sex. Just I ran off a lot in a short time too, but it was just a little bit more than Sage. And then I caught a couple more bodies before I got with my current girlfriend.
I gotta at least envision you potentially being my girl.
All of the pussy was ass, by the way, except for two of them.
I've never had that. Well, no, one. Take it back. One. I've never, outside of one, probably my most recent, actually, I haven't had that girl that I hit, and I was like, yeah, never in life. When it, outside of that, nah, every girl I've been at least envisioned once in my life that I was like, hey, I could be with her.
Yo, nah. This guy thinks we're still talking about.
Bro, niggas do that. Either they be dumb behind or they read the title and be going on. Like, this one dude was in the Kanye shit. 2 hours in the pod, still going. I'm like, damn, nigga.
Let me read these last super chats. We'll talk about gender roles a little bit because I want to put a bow on that conversation. Then we'll get into the Q&A.
This is like a most viewed live stream in a minute. Damn.
Hey, shout out the fat people.
Shout out the big world.
Hey, the fat folks is coming in here.
Unite.
I'm fat, so what's up?
They had smoke for niggas, bro. I'm chill.
And it really they got it here and they saw two people that claimed they see two people that self claimed to be fat and they were like, damn, what's really going on here?
Then they just started laughing.
Oh, we talking for real.
Zeke. Come on, bro. Y'all got to get regular names. You two put the handles out today. Get some regular names. He said Prime Anthony Morrow. And the only reason why he did that is because Anthony Morrow's cousin is in here.
Cabby.
Sir Darko says, would y'all rather walk in on your mom getting smashed or lose a fight to your hypothetical son in front of your family and friends? I didn't walk in on my mom.
I've walked in on her before, so I probably can handle that.
I probably take son.
Moms have sex.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Wait.
I'd rather lose if I
walk in on your wife getting smashed. Why are you saying mom?
Oh, that's what I'm like.
No, wife getting smashed.
I didn't read it. He said mom.
I thought I said mom.
Walking on wife getting smashed.
I ain't gonna lie. I'd be proud of my genetics. I'd be proud of my W genetics and be like, yo, that's crazy. I built to him. He is now unstoppable. Bro is out of training class. Crazy.
How old is my son? Is he old?
That's
he
a
old
great question.
To carry?
If he's a teen, no. Fuck my wife then.
That means you got a super him.
Yeah, if he's a teen, never mind. But if he's like 22, so, I'm like 40, he beat my fucking ass.
I would rather
get my ass fucking beaten than see my wife getting smashed. First of all,
you are so unconfrontational. Your ass getting beat is your son pushing you, and you like, whoa.
Whoa, son. Whoa, sport. Whoa, easy champ.
That's getting your ass kicked by your son.
Like, but, if that's the option, I'm taking that.
No souls. Come on, bro. Rock your shit. Draymond type beat. He rock your shit.
I'd still rather
when you walk in, your wife is mid-squirt.
Yeah, son.
I would still rather get beat by my son.
I don't care. W genetics. Son.
I said beat by my
walking in on my wife getting her shit. No, son.
I'm walking in on my wife 10 times out of 10 because I could just fight that nigga. I don't care. Mid squirt, mid whatever. I'm fighting.
Bring it up.
It's a hard squirt too. I ain't gonna lie. It's a hard one.
Yo, you got you.
No.
Hey, I guess we all getting wet. I guess we all getting wet. I don't know.
Viagra Falls. I ain't gonna.
And that one, he saw three bottles. Yo, bitch.
If that happens, I am pulling his penis out of her. Like, no god.
Of all the niggas that capped today,
hey,
he's not grabbing it. This nigga's
not. That nigga is not. I'm sick of this.
Give me that dick.
Hey, after
now, what if bro is still hard?
After a slip out of my hands a couple times. Whoa!
Whoa! Your hands are clammy. Yo, this is nasty.
Nah, if he hits you with the whoa, he don't respect you, bro. You're not beating his ass. You're not beating his ass. If he's like, whoa, what you got going on, man?
Crazy thing is, the minute you touch it too, he might jizz. Shit's insane, bro.
Yeah, you're no. You're a bold man.
Somebody said LeBron James of the rap game? Question. I don't know.
What
I don't
does
know
that what... mean?
He's talking about pulling.
I think we missed a 20 earlier. My bad.
That was the one, LeBron James.
No, there was another one just off the string.
E3 Down says, not going to lie, if I'm the other guy and I know her husband ain't doing anything with her, I'm dirty macking like crazy. Oh, you talking about the polygamy? Zion says the black delegation would like to honorably beg Omar for forgiveness for the disrespect for a solid month.
Are you talking about the rap jump?
Yeah. And this, I don't. Amir says, also, I'm a bigger guy, 6'3, 265. I feel like a girl bigger than me, she can go on the field.
All right, nigga.
I don't know.
I can't speak.
Alyssa Burns says, Sage ain't have a baddie gargle his boys. That's sad.
That is not true. Boys and that, yeah, I don't know what's sad. That's not true. That is not true.
Amiri says, YouTube chopped up my earlier super chat, but I meant to say I'm a black student at a PWI with a little amount of black barbers. Anyone else feel the struggle?
You went to a PWI. That's not a struggle. That's a choice.
Oh, this is the guy I was looking for.
Yeah. MPA says late to the pod, so here y'all go. Appreciate that. Show up late every time.
Boys. That was funny.
Your boy Phil says he's a big guy, so basically he's a hypocrite. Look him up.
Okay. The angry TikTok reaction guy.
Okay. Oh.
Mr. Panda Asian says
we read this one.
We already read that one. My bad.
All right, let's get up out of here. All right, send the link invite or whatever. What the fuck am I saying?
Q&A.
But what I want to put this to rest right here as we wait for people to come up for the super chat. My personal beliefs are that gender roles are killing and ruining American society. This is the one that's gonna get all the comments about
ruining?
These guys.
I thought you were just talking about if they exist or not.
Nah, I know they exist. To say they don't exist is lying. But do I believe they're ruining progression? Absolutely. Niggas that still hold on to these 1985, or 85 ain't that long ago, but these 1960 morals and values about what a woman should be and a man should be, that shit is stupid. I told my girlfriend the other day, you know, once you're in a relationship and you're in a happy one, all these tweets and shit that you see online about relationship this, relationship that, and this is how it should be, this is how it should be, none of that shit matters once you're happy in a relationship. I don't know. Biso, when you see them tweets about, oh, this is what a woman should do, this is what X, Y, and Z should do, do you ever
I don't look at my relationship and be like, damn, that guy is right. My relationship does suck, even though like yesterday we was just fine and like happy and shit. Nah, we don't got time for that shit, bro.
You'll never be looking at her like, damn, Bree should be cooking more. This is crazy. What's going on?
She makes him dino nuggies every night he asks for them. She couldn't do more if she asks.
And I don't. Hey, I'm the cook of the family, so. I like that it's based off of biology. People, listen. Your chance to come up right now and present your case is here. But I just believe these folks that are still like, nah, this is what a man should be, and they try to go out there and live life. Once you live life, bro, and you try to go out there and be this man, that shit not. I'm not saying it can't work for everybody. Just like it's just about living life. Live life. Find out what works for you. Don't get caught up in this idea as to what a man is or a woman is or whatever the case may be. Get that shit out of your head. Be a good person.
Yeah, because ultimately what these like people are telling you to do is like how to live your life. And the fact that we talked about it a couple pods ago, like people are just telling viewers that they are living life wrong. When again, you're probably fine, bro. Like you were fine yesterday. You were fine the day before. You'll be fine today. You'll be fine tomorrow. Like you weren't doing shit wrong when it comes to your preference and relationships and stuff like that. Now, you might be doing wrong in other areas, but like who you like, bro. And then if you
you're a 16-year-old, if you're not a millionaire, bro, you're fine, bro.
Yeah, I would definitely say when it comes to gender roles and relationships, and I've had these conversations with people plethora of different ages, bro, life is hard enough as it is by yourself. So finding that person that makes this motherfucking roller coaster a little bit easier to deal with is always the key. Go into a relationship knowing y'all are two adults and just what makes life easier. If you're in a situation where you can provide a little more financially, cool, but have that conversation. It shouldn't be no one's job to cook, clean in a relationship or to provide said finances. It's two partners going into something. Look at it as a business venture. Two partners going into a business. You'd establish what y'all both bring to the table. If both of y'all going 50-50 on bills, cooking, clean, and cool, y'all establish that. If I'm going to go 80 on bills, you go 80 on housework, and we subsequent that 20 out if we have to, cool. But have that conversation as your partner. Don't let social media dictate what that split should be or how you should handle that split. That's between you and your partner and what works for y'all. Works for you might not work for somebody else, and what works for somebody else definitely might not work for you, bro. Or sis. We got a lot of people. We got a lot of new women in here.
It was like two.
It's like two. Yeah, a lot.
Hey, that's a lot, bro.
That is a lot for us.
Two.
Hey, all the ladies throw one up. All the ladies throw one up. The ones that we identify as a woman.
Throw it up. When we got fans like this,
he about to put the one up
by every single woman, bro.
He about to put a one up. Like, what the fuck?
Damn, Amari, I know you down there. Put the one up, my nigga. What's up? Like, I need a lady to put a one in the chat. What the fuck? There's one. Oh, there she go. Hey.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I like to
see. Seen a lot of niggas. Yeah, now the trolls is in.
We going to the Q&A?
Yeah, let's get some folks.
No. I don't like this dude. Listen, man, the title of the stream is Does Fat People Deserve Love? How do you feel about that?
This is crazy.
Big boy, I'm back.
How do you feel? Do fat people deserve love, man?
Oh, yes, of course. Big boy, I'm always
that's an air
boy.
Ball.
You know what? At least I got the cheese covered this time.
Big
right?
boy, I'm back. Let's bring
this up. Hey, gang, you know what? I apologize. I thought that would have went better.
Nah, bro. I don't know what the fuck that was, bro.
Damn, you got some glasses on you, boy.
Are they big or are they fucking small?
They big.
Oh, yeah, they big. What's your prescription? Because I know you know off the top of your head.
Nigga, I don't know my fucking prescription, bro.
This is crazy.
Oh, okay.
Nah, bro, I wanted to ask, because y'all niggas were talking about like dino nuggets and shit earlier. What's your opinion on pickles? I need to know.
I need to know.
If they're on my sandwich, I'll eat them, but.
Pickles are cool. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing right now? Let's get
pickles are cool, I guess. I don't
man,
know.
Man, we ain't brought it up. I just hope none of you motherfuckers claim to be rookie of the year and then get cooked and don't even try to fight back. That shit was insane. For those that stayed through, it took him a while to get there. He got there. Didn't do a lot of fighting back. Shit was insane.
Shout out all the people that became members last year.
That shit was funny.
Yo.
What's good, gang?
Yo, y'all was talking about, you know what I'm saying, fat women, right? And I thought about it. I'm like, there's some fat women that I really, you know what I'm saying, I break them down. Tamela Mann.
Let me hear some.
Tamela Mann.
And her prime. Not current day Tamela Mann. And her prime, though.
Okay.
2010 Tamela Mann. Jasmine Sullivan before she lost weight.
J-Cell. Okay. Ari Lennox, too.
Oh, Ari Lennox. Y'all brought up.
She was big.
Is she in her third?
Be quiet, Bezos.
I just didn't know what she looked like. Damn. I know who she is.
And then there was one. What was her name? Jennifer Hudson. When she got a little big for that little minute.
That don't count. But
no, that count.
I don't think they were pushing 300, but I mean, Tamela might have been. But you know what I'm saying? Listen, I would have broke them down for sure.
I appreciate that, gang. I appreciate that so much, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
He came up with some crazy energy.
I love it. Energy. Man, come on. You talking about fat bitches? I'm like, oh, that's a clip.
Y'all talking about thick women? Yeah, he named a lot of thick Jones.
But it's the way he said it. You talk.
Y'all was talking about fat bitches earlier. Like,
me personally, it's not about her weight. It's about the way she built. So that's a whole other question. I will say this, though. Big girls that are move. I'm not going to lie to you. If my hand don't squish into that into her ass like some memory foam, I don't want it for real. I'm just saying.
Yeah, y'all talking about thick girls now. Y'all ain't talking about big girls. Y'all talking about thick girls.
I can't say. Wait, what type of shape of big girl don't you like?
The bitch is shaped like Gru from from Despicable Me and like apples with arms and legs. But other than that, I'll take it.
That's what you wanted to say?
It's a group. Oh yeah, gotta bring him up. Fan favorite.
Dwayne.
Wait, Dwayne, show your hairline. Dwayne, show your hairline.
No, it's bad. There's so many things going on.
Damn.
Yo, you said you're 19.
19?
And y'all get on my hairline? All right, my fault. But Dwayne, how you doing, bro? All right, Dwayne. Real shit. Do fat people deserve love, bro? How you feeling? How you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel like everybody deserves love. Like, they're like, say shit, like, no, not say it's other podcasts, like, no, everybody does deserve love. Everybody do deserve love.
Yo, pick up the phone, my nigga. Pick up the phone.
I say, I barely heard a word he just said.
What is, yo, show us the paintings right behind you, whatever, the pictures.
Yeah, I don't feel like everybody deserves love. I'm big, man. I deserve love. You know, I do a lot of shit for the community.
Okay.
What
do stuff for the community? Yo.
Dwayne, I need you to understand. You are the same nigga that pulled out of an Arby's drive-thru to ask a stripper for free sex. I don't think... Dwayne, come on.
Hey, Dwayne got seven, though. I forgot about that. Dwayne. Hey, Dwayne.
No, Sage. He said how many times? I dated two girls this year.
I said
seven.
Hey, Dwayne, you asked a stripper for free sex?
Look, let me talk about it right now. So it was like 5 a.m. I was at the work. I was driving home from work. I stopped at Jack in the Box and I'm just going to eat. I pulled out and I see there's a stripper there. It's a fine ass blazing. Say no. I asked. I said, what's up with the free? She said no. She said no. So then I went home.
Going up to a stripper and saying what's up with the free.
Free is so nasty. I just have
one question. Are these your drawings? Your paintings?
Can you show us what's on the wall?
I am doing an art show tonight. Okay.
Oh, who drew this?
Who made those?
Who drew those?
Nigga, we bought those.
No, but you see how sassy he said that?
Dwayne, we don't want to see your cousin's drawing. Be quiet. Honestly, it was better than what I thought it was.
Yeah,
let's do two.
It's Will Smith.
Yeah, this is the pool party.
Yo, don't worry about that, buddy. What do you have to say?
You ignored all the comments saying you don't look like Will Smith. But go ahead.
No, I didn't, bro. You scroll down, the first like 30 of them were like, he low-key looked like Will Smith.
First 30?
No, fuck, they weren't. No,
Shut the fuck up.
30 is a spam.
30 is insane.
30 is a spam. Fuck.
That's because I got bored, man. You know,
all right, Chad, sure. Answer it right now. Does this man look like Will Smith? Yes or no?
One, if he looks like Will Smith. Two, if he doesn't.
You're doing this twice.
Yeah, we'll do it again. Get a recount.
The women. The women going to come out again.
Come back out. Here we go.
Oh, nah, bro. It was cooking the fuck out of me last night.
I told my girlfriend the same thing. She saw the picture.
Get your angles right. Yeah. If this ain't your right angle,
there's the spam.
Hey, singing. Start singing the Fresh Prince theme song. Maybe
I don't know that.
Oh, you can't be Will Smith. Then. Don't
worry. What?
What's your question?
I'm too young for that shit, bro. That shit was in the 90s. The fight.
Yeah, all right. Now you be disrespectful. What's your question, bro? Your box perm.
Gravity Falls is.
I don't even got a question. I just want to come here and talk about that Will Smith shit.
Yeah, shut up, S Curl.
Get the fuck out of here.
S Curl ass nigga.
How you doing, man?
Won't Smith. I'm dead.
Muted.
Yeah, you're muted. You're muted, gang.
Oh, what's up, y'all?
What's good?
I was going to be on the pod. Oh, this is valid.
just want to say I love y'all pod. I watch y'all like every day. So I appreciate the fuck out of y'all. Sorry, my connection is probably terrible. I'm in the middle of a rainstorm, but I fuck with y'all. I appreciate y'all a lot.
Appreciate hey, you, man.
Thank you for risking. Thank you for risking your life to congratulate us. Listen.
Oh, is this a dude that got pressed?
Oh yeah, that's bro right there.
Yo, cut the light on, buddy. Cut the light
cut
on.
Cut your light on.
Damn,
man.
Hold on.
Let's have a chat.
Come on now, nursing school.
Yes, sir. Hold up.
Let's have a chat, man.
Yes, sir.
Because man, we gotta talk, man. You really? Know, I did everything nah, I could listen. For you, bro. Nah, hold on. You listen, motherfucker. How are you gonna frame one admit you not funny? Listen. Cuck it when the motherfuckers dish you. Were you have you been in Discord since that night?
Yeah.
All right, y'all prove that. Damo, has been in Discord since that
hey,
night.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I have not been in Discord in a bit, man. I've
that's
been
tough.
Hiatus.
All right, so either way, man, how I got those man? Two. That you weren't fighting back, bro. You was bro. Just saying your helm good. Over and over again, bro. Good. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. It's not looking good for you right now.
It ain't.
Bro.
I'm ain't not gonna lie. I was most definitely getting cooked. But listen, this I was having a bad day. You feel me? Ah. You gotta catch me on another day. That's all.
Today's another day.
Today the day.
I'm vibing, but I'll go ahead and join. You feel me?
Okay. You said you're trying to be rookie of the year. We didn't tell you to be rookie
man,
of the year.
Look,
you dropped 8 points.
That's cool,
on 8 shots. It wasn't the best.
That's cool.
Man, here's a contender rookie of the year right now.
Rest of the season.
Tony, how you feel about this nigga, bro? How you feel about this nigga?
He went on Tony and the whole Discord, bitch.
That's everybody crazy. Loves me.
It's
because
everybody
loves me.
That was too funny. They was like, whoa, you ain't gonna pick King Bear.
I asked you what your dessert was, and you didn't even answer me.
I did.
Your favorite dessert was.
You
what
called
was
him
it?
A bitch because he I said cheesecake.
I like this guy now.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you. Come on.
Cheesecake is good.
Cheesecake is good. Cheesecake is very good.
Tony, you look like Clarence's friend if he grew up. Jeff? You ever seen that show, Clarence?
Yes.
You talking
yes,
about the nigga
no,
with the square head?
Yeah. What you look like fuck? Jeff. You look like Jeff, but mature.
Yeah.
Tony, I know you're not going for that.
I'm going to let Tony go off on that one, too. That's crazy. You're going to sit on that, Jeff.
Damn. But
so are you getting on it tonight, man? Because
yeah,
that was an embarrassing performance.
Listen, bro. Listen.
You
I know.
Gotta, you
got to
perform quick,
that.
Too. Like, you can't be 20 minutes late to the Discord. I got shit to do.
Bro, I had, bro, I, you feel me? I ain't used Discord in a minute. I ain't know how to use it. I had to set everything up. You know?
What you mean? You just had to talk to people.
I didn't know, like, I had to, like, actually, like, sign in and, like, other shit like that. And then.
So that's why you just here, took man. Getting pressed?
Get hey, we'll see. Get in Discord.
Hold on. I got to see real quick. One more. Got to see this guy's story.
He super chatted a couple times. That's good, bro.
How you doing, man?
Super chat. That's Brady. Oh, that's Brady. Yeah. I know this nigga.
You're muted, gang.
Yeah, there you go. All
right.
You are muted.
Your internet is chopped on, no cap.
I hear you, but I ain't gonna lie. You are in Narnia and Minecraft at the same time.
All right.
Well, now you're frozen. Yeah, GG. All
right. Well,
we tried it. You still my dog, though. He be looking out.
Let's end on this because I meant to bring this up. This is like 3 weeks old now. Rude Astrology says, hard pill to swallow. Sometimes ending generational trauma means you're going to have to cut off the parents / family members who keep pulling you back into those same patterns. I want to ask this question because I have my answer. Is there like a certain family member that you feel like you couldn't cut off no matter what? Because I ain't going to lie. I could cut off everybody. Probably my mom will be the hardest, but everybody can get cut off around.
My mom and my sister can't do it, and that was actually put to the test. A couple of, funny enough, I ain't going to get too emotional with niggas because they either going to say I'm lying or just I provide nothing. But during that era where people actually, I got a lot of the criticism, I wasn't mentally right. It was some shit going on. I kept saying shit was going on, but it got worse and worse and worse over the time. And words were said, words that honestly, flying at the ATL wouldn't just echo, couldn't be forgotten. But we find everything is good now. But nah, it was put to the test. I'll tell you guys off air if you want. I'm not putting it on the internet until a couple years passed from what it was crazy. But it was put to the test, and my answer is no. My mom's and sis can't do it. Can't do it.
None of my family members have done anything so bad to the point where I can just cut them off. Though.
No, if you had to though, if you acknowledge, hey, these are some generational traumas, some traits that we should break. Is there a family member that you couldn't cut off?
Couldn't. I'd say right now all of them are uncutoffable.
Damn. I don't know about that. I ain't gonna lie.
That's crazy, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I wouldn't say all of them. I love my family, but if I had to like examples of motherfuckers that don't show up for insane, not birthday, I don't give a fuck about birthday, but like graduation or like shit like that. Like put it this way, if you're never there, and then whenever I'm not there for you, it's on some where was you at, da, 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 or you don't send nothing and it's only cash or something like that, it's like, all right, bro, we really is only blood, so.
I just can't see cutting off my family members when I just don't know like the scenario that I'd be cutting them off from. But
I would just say probably my mom and probably just my parents, my mom and dad. No matter what, like I couldn't see myself cutting them off unless it was something I seen like was probably super necessary. Yeah, super necessary. Other than that, if there's any situation where it would happen, and my daughter, both my parents and my daughter, I couldn't do it.
I don't think you can't cut a baby off.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Still, I was giving you a pass on that one. But,
Hey,
you're right. I'm not even going to speak. You're right.
You crying too much.
You are right. No, I'm playing. You're right.
But some of y'all might know based off of stuff I've said, but I mean, my life experience shapes like some of the words and some of the stuff that I preach. The reason why I go so hard on men is because I got 5 uncles and all of them are terrible excuses for men on my mom's side. Cut them off in a heartbeat. One of them, the ones I had to put hands on when we went to South Carolina for my granddad's funeral. I would cut them all off. Even my mom, I'd be having to check my mom sometimes. I ain't gonna lie to you, some of the stuff she say is just toxic. And part of the reason why I say that, I don't know if y'all have looked into it. Look into that 50 Cent drama with his son, where the dispute that they have, a lot of it is just issues that the mom has with 50 Cent, and it's been passed on to the son, and now you got a son who was also scorned. I'm not gonna do that. Fuck.
Let me just correct myself. When I made those comments, it's on like immediate family. When I'm talking about uncles, aunts, stuff like that, because I'm an immigrant, and like when I moved to America in 2010, I haven't even seen these motherfuckers in 10 years anyway. So, if anything, I might have already cut them off for the most part, to be honest with you. I don't know most of my cousins and stuff like that, so.
Yeah. So what you said, Omar, the thing is, I view it, and obviously I don't know your fucking situation, and the uncle one sounds crazy. I think you even talked about that one. But it's with me, especially when I was like, Pops was there, and I want to add him to the list. Sorry, I genuinely forgot. But when it comes to my mom and my sister, man, we've been in it for 23 years. Shit is bound to be said that crosses a line when people want to hurt people. So I always view shit. Now, if it's something that you're trying to manipulate or instill in me that could affect my life as other members have tried, that's when I'm like, all right, what's up with you, bro? Like, I noticed this shit when I was 10 at a restaurant, then 14 at a kickback. And then slowly but surely, like, you really try and push this. And I'm not that kind of guy. But you really want me to be that kind of guy, bro? So shit like that. But I see what you mean. Just wanted to speak on that.
Yeah, that's a fact. Let's get on up out of here. I bought that one in late. B-So, say goodbye to the people, man.
Brittany Renner just came on my timeline. Peace out, y'all. Hope y'all had a good podcast.
Came on your timeline. Hey.
I'm about to say, yeah, that's actually a question more than a statement.
Eli,
this. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Ain't no cap. Fuck her, bro.
She playing football.
Fuck her, bro.
Why is it why?
Bro, until her and Tiana Trump actually do a video, it's fuck both of them.
That's true.
He was supposed to collab. They like the Kendrick and Cole of this fucking shit.
Yep, they are, bro.
They was supposed to do that.
And the sad thing is, just like Kendrick Cole, that shit ain't never gonna happen.
Oh, hell no, it's not. Until they both pass their prime.
Then guys, we're gonna get that shit like
when they both pass like their prime. Bullshit,
watch the throne type shit, yep. But it's not
it's
as good.
Gonna bring it all back. It's gonna be like, damn, 5 years ago, pussy.
Y'all still gonna watch.
We still gonna crank it. That's the business. You know I get your money. But, yeah.
say goodbye to the people.
All right, people. It's goodbye for now. I'm 100% going live. Y'all got like 30 minutes. I'm plugging my Twitter for a change because, hey, if you draw, you do design, you draw me or my podcast members, we'll probably cry. You know what I'm about to say? But I'm doing an art show in 30 minutes. It's bound to be a great time. Going up immediately after the video. I might unlist it and then upload it in the morning. So yeah, it should be fun.
And Dom, I'll say goodbye to the people.
All right, Chad is being my favorite midnight snack, and we will be back Monday to follow up with Sage, man. Listen, follow me on YouTube, bro. Go sign up to my channel. That's Damo trying to get back to just the things. Listen, man, y'all go let me know what kind of content y'all seeing on my channel that y'all like, so I know what to post going forward. Kind of
you stuff. Gotta decide that for yourself. Hey, hey, my
shut
God.
Up, pussy.
Yeah. This is insane.
Yeah, one, that's your decision. Two, before the right, two, before I forget, live on YouTube, y'all. Live on
it's
YouTube.
It's not social factor anymore. It's a creators create consultation. CCC.
You're gross. Yeah.
I think that's the Crips said that lot. With that being said, I don't have the B Vanessa loaded up, but
this is a
yes,
close
sir.
Second. This is a close second. Yes, sing the whole song. Sing the whole song.
Nigga, he didn't eat it for lunch. Mr. My Better, I get what I want. Like
yellow.